the meeting to order. And we have Dave, Susan, Guy, and myself. Before we have nobody here from the public?
No.
Glenn, I just want to point out that on the agenda that you sent, you have the wrong date on it.
I do.
Yeah, it's the old one.
Ah, shoot. Okay. Yep, I see. I'm sorry. I apologize. Multitasking.
You made an error?
Every day, Bob, every day. At least one.
On this committee.
Okay, so let's talk about the EV project. Glenn.
Yep, so, you know, you're all aware Bob had sent out an email that he and I attended the Board of Selectmen meeting last month. I think the sales pitch went really well. I think, you know, between the two of us, we should probably take our show on the road. You know, the Board of Selectmen is pretty forward-thinking. They're pretty decent based on my prior experiences. You know, I really like them. But you don't always know what you're going to get when you go into a Board of Selectmen meeting asking for funding for something.
Oh, yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, as I'm sure you guys all know. So I was pretty happy at the result. And, of course, Bob took the whole... Bob took, you know, the lead on it, and he just went with it. And I just want to point out, it's really helpful as town staff when somebody from one of the committees or more or multiple people come to a Board of Selectmen or Board of Finance meeting, because it really makes the point. It really drives it home. And, you know, having Stefan Hartman on the line, you know, doing his thing, really helped too. So it was the perfect storm. It really worked out well. So, speaking of Stefan, I've spoken to him a couple times. What they're doing right now is they're talking to the utility regarding our project, both aspects of it, the vehicle charging and the solar. They're almost done with a design, you know, the preliminary one to share, that they're going to share it with us. They'll share it with the EverSource. When it's ready, either myself or Bob Skinner will have to sign off on it as the owner, probably Bob Skinner, possibly even you know, one of the selectmen, or you know, the first selectman. We'll sign off on it, we'll get it all in, and then that really gets things rolling. So that's where that is now. There's really not much more to say. Of course, you know, Stefan's been great. He makes himself, you know, available if you have any questions, and that's from anybody. It's not just me. So if
there
you guys
a,
you want to talk to him.
I'm filing this thing, and I thought it was sometime in February. Are we on target?
We're on target. Yeah, the program opens on the 1st, so we have to be in by the 1st. So that was an email from last week. Yeah, so Stefan is well aware of that. He's keeping track of it for us, which is his, you know, responsibility under the contract anyway. So, yeah, that's correct.
Has there been any further discussion with the school? And I don't know if that needs to be defined at this point again, or it can be deferred, but about the location of the charging station?
Yeah, so we are going to, once we have our prelim, we're going to meet with Kevin Case and Andrew DiPippo, I think is his last name. He's, you know, the high school principal. Yeah. And, you know, and town staff, you know, myself, Tommy Richardson, who is the, maintenance supervisor for all the town buildings. So, yeah, that'll happen. You know, we'll sit down with Stefan or one of his crew, and we'll figure all that out. I know we had talked about, as far as the location of the charging stations, there's areas where it might be kind of politically not, you know, prudent to try to put them, but, you know, they might make the most sense there. We'll try to work through all that, and we'll put it in the most user-friendly place that saves, you know, the maximum amount of time and money. You know, we certainly don't want to put them down by the new softball field or some, you know, it's just...
No, but I think the place originally proposed for, I'll call it political reasons, to me didn't seem like the most logical from a kind of good of the project perspective.
Yeah, and Stefan pointed that out too, so...
There's a lot of messy digging and trenching. And
yeah.
Those parking lot are in good shape still. They're not very old yet, so, you know... I don't know, it just seemed a lot better to me to put them over along the side. That would be cheaper and you know, somebody, so give the preferred parking to the people up front in the center part or something.
Yeah, you could swap, you could swap it, right? You could move those, you know, those parking spaces.
No further.
Yeah.
We were going to put them in the middle. It's no further for people to walk to the door, but it's a lot further if you're going to drag conduits and, you know, dig up the...
Right.
Parking lot.
So we've had pretty good luck with the schools, so, you know, on our projects, at least since I've come here, so I don't see any problem.
Okay. Cool. Well, Glenn, I'd like to participate in that meeting.
Absolutely.
If possible.
Yep.
As you know, sometimes I'm allowed to say things that you're not.
Yeah, and that's been very helpful, actually.
Yeah. And I think it's also important because this committee does a lot of hard work, and you've done the bulk of the heavy lifting, but you shouldn't carry the whole load. So,
well, thank you. Yeah, and I said, it helps.
That's a really good point. Is it's not necessarily your place to argue this, but I think the committee members certainly could.
You know,
I'd also, if I'm around, I'd be happy to show up too.
Great, awesome.
Familiarity, because, you know, I was on the building committee when we did the whole field and parking lot project.
Yep.
And,
we can have three of you.
No more.
Three's the max.
Okay.
And I also want to, while I wrote it to you, I'm not sure the words I wrote really fully conveyed the way the Board of Selectmen responded to our proposal and their gratitude for all the hard work. And more than one board member said it. The other thing is, it's important for us to get that kind of feedback because we kind of work pretty hard in our own little way. And just words don't describe what I saw in terms of body language and the types of questions that were supportive of the project, but they also were doing what I'll call due diligence without getting into the weeds. They wanted to be certain that we had done what we needed to do. They wanted to be confident of their vote, and they were. And then to a man, they were extremely supportive of the work this committee has done.
That's great news, and, you know, hasn't always been the case when we've gone before either the Board of Selectmen or the Board of Finance. They have, at times, been less than enthusiastic about our proposals. So it's really good to see that, so... I remember going for the energy conservation one. Boy, that they were less than enthusiastic there.
Maybe we
gained some credibility with them. Or more
we've all had our moment of being taken to the wood pile by one or other boards, that's for sure.
We got all these jobs done, so that's
right. Any other questions on this issue of Glenn? Okay, well, the only other thing is the minutes. I'll give you a moment. The minutes from the December 12th meeting, the special meeting. It was really just the meeting about Stefan's presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so... motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Susan, seconded by Dave.
Yes.
I guess we're all in favor then because Guy can't vote. You were absent for that meeting. All right, so the motion carries.
One general question, it's not on the agenda, but maybe we can discuss it. Just a quick update on the status of the hydro. It looks really good down there. You know, they've.
Yeah.
I actually was down there when we had that big rainstorm, and they they had operated the hydraulic gates for the first time, so they saw they actually work, and the water would pour. I think they only put two of them down, so the others were up, but the water would pour through it. It was pretty cool. But I think everything looks great, and I'm really thrilled with the way the whole thing's come together. The only issue is there's still a lot of construction equipment and debris and crap on the south side of the bridge there, and I don't believe the fish ladder is functional yet. Last time I looked. Any update on where they're at with final completion?
I can shed a little bit of light. I work at the field level most of the time, so you know I'm out in the field. And right now we're doing a bridge job on West Road, and the contractor doing our bridge was also the contractor that did the concrete work at the hydro.
Really?
And yeah, very good company.
It's complicated work.
Yes, it definitely, yeah. I don't know if it's public, so I'm not going to go too far, but I'll tell you there's been executive session at Board of Selectmen meetings regarding the relationship between Canton Hydro, the contractor, and the operator of the dam. I know that a lot of construction work, I think all the construction work itself is done. I think things like you just mentioned, Dave, like the fish ladder is not active yet. There might be a little bit more that has to be done there, but certainly punch list items, right? Basically cleaning up the site and bringing
fencing, all that.
Yeah. So I believe there might be an issue with people getting paid. I don't know which agency is not paying the contractor, but I think that's probably what you're seeing might be a result of what's going on. So I'm not even privy to all of it. I could find out and I could shoot you an email and just to let y'all know, you know, if Bob Skinner, you know, can even tell me about it. So, but I can follow up.
Well, I mean, if there is any info that could be shared, maybe let's get it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Sure.
Provide an update. But, you know, my feeling is I'm just thrilled that it's actually there, functional, and about 99%.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him wrap up the last 1%, and then we should think about, you know, we've talked about kind of public relations stuff.
Grand opening, yeah. Yeah.
You know, getting a grand opening and getting some, you know, highfalutin people out here to cut a ribbon or whatever, you know.
Yep.
It's quite an achievement. I think we ought to, you know, get some mileage out of it.
Yeah, and I get a lot of questions on it, you know, just from friends, you know, in Granby where I live, and it's kind of cool that it's regionally kind of a recognized, you know, thing now. It's been a great project, and people drive by it, you know, they drive over it, so they ask questions.
The only report I have is that for our meeting in February, I'll be out of the country. So hopefully Nancy can make it. I don't know what the chain of command is after the vice chair to run the meeting.
Maybe we could reschedule if the two of you aren't there. We could pick a different day that works or something. You know?
Okay. Well, I won't be.
One of us could do it. We may be short on a quorum if you two are not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, I hope you're going to be someplace fun.
You and me both. The trip is a lengthy trip to New Zealand.
Wow.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And just one of those things that we wanted to do, and we finally have time to do it. We're going to do it, and it's the warmer weather in New Zealand will be in February.
That sounds amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time in the air to get there, though.
Yeah.
So.
It's been on my list one of these days.
Yes. Okay. Have a great trip.
Maybe when you're a good boy, Dave, you'll get to go.
You can
sounds
give
like a long way off.
You can do a little picture showing next time.
You got big on that. Any other staff report?
Just to quickly mention, I'm still struggling with, our CMAQ grant people. The grant administration has been Yeah, and I can't even necessarily say it's all their fault, but because they answer to DEEP. So right now what's going on, the last I heard last week was that we are awaiting a project number from DEEP, which I can't imagine why that's taking as long as it is. I've asked the question many times, you know, what else do we need? What else do I need to do? Is there anything else I need to do? What else is going to be in the hopper once we get this project number? Is there anything else that has to happen? They had alluded a few months ago to the possibility of a public hearing, or, you know, just, you know, as part of the Energy Committee meeting, I think would certainly, you know, be possible, like a first thing on the agenda, and then call them, or have it and then call the meeting to order, you know, as a separate thing. But I can't seem to get any serious answers out of these guys. I'm not sure they even know them themselves. You know, they are not state employees, which in some cases is great, in this case not so much. So they're working as subs for DEEP on the grant administration part of the CMAQ grant in the state of Connecticut. So we're kind of at their mercy. This is going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind. It's a bit of a struggle for something that's not really such a huge project and should be a very simple thing to get done. So that's where that's at.
I wanted to ask you, you and I have been communicating about the electric bill and Eversource.
Mm.
Are we any further along the way to having that information?
Yeah, so a couple months back, Bob Skinner mercifully gave the, or asked, or I don't know if he turned it over, but our IT specialist is involved and has been for quite a while. And he has been working, and I think I might have reported this at the last meeting even, with CNG right now seems to be the problem. He's able to access our Eversource accounts. He's not able to access the CNG accounts. JTRAC, our energy tracking company, has been pretty gracious about it. The contract has expired, but they're holding it open until we can resolve this problem. I was told by our IT guy last week that by the end of this week, we should have some kind of a resolution on what's been going on. And the fact that we can't access our data online, because that's the whole point of the whole point of the process. And the software is for JTRAC automatically downloads this stuff, and you can generate, you know, a report based on what they've downloaded, instead of me or our secretary having to go to finance, pick up, a half a foot worth of bills. You know, that was the whole point right from the very start, right? So I, you know, much like the charging station, I think we might be almost there. So at the next meeting, I should be able to hopefully tell you that we're there, that we're going to re-sign up with JTRAC. In term, I've been looking at other companies, like when we first started looking at other companies. And I still don't see a product that's, I think, suits our needs as well as this one does. And, you know, you can't blame JTRAC. It's on our end. So I think they have a good product. Their customer service has been good. They always reach out and ask what's going on. How close are you? Is there anything that we can do to help? So I would recommend that we stick with this company. And I'll tell Bob Skinner, you know, the same. But right now, hopefully our IT guy, who's pretty sharp, should be able to get this all squared away and straightened out. That's my hope.
Well, my current question is, do we have any data that shows the energy efficiencies, at least on the electric side, at all?
Right. So we have data that was uploaded probably... The last time was probably before the end of the year, would have been like in November or so. So, yeah, there is data that's available, but it's not updated to current year data. And like I said, the CNG, I have to check on that, but I'm not even sure that that's in there at all. I think it's only electric, because that's what's been accessible
Well, I guess the overriding question is, we went to the Board of Selectmen claiming that our projects would save X, yet we lack the data.
Yeah.
To return to the Board of Selectmen to say, look, we told you it was going to save X, and it's really X plus whatever, especially with cost changing.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to do that.
And that's our ultimate goal. I think it's always been.
Right.
And I think, like I said, I think we'll probably get there. And I'll follow up with John. John Lass is our IT expert.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got it. So, you know, and he approached me on it and said, I just, you know, just so you know, haven't forgotten about this, but he had actually a lot of the same problems that I had with customer service agents and with trying to go up the chain. So.
Anybody else? Questions for Glenn?
Nope.
All right. I guess this is the part that we look forward to, the adjournment.
It was the beginning, you know? Come on.
Enjoy your trip, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a safe trip.
Right. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Look at the other chair if you do the darker.